We're rolling whenever you're ready, Don.
Let's see. I've got a backtrack here. Okay. Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller. Let's talk history about Chelan Leader reporting in 1910, 110 years ago. That's not right. That's not right.
No.
It's 109 years ago.
What was right? The year?
1910.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we're a year short.
Okay, let's
can always say nearly.
Right.
Because we're only a month out.
Yeah, we'll just start over.
Yeah, no worries.
Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history today about what was reported in the Chelan Leader 109 years ago, 1910. In February, they said construction began this week on a new wooden avenue steel bridge across the Chelan River. And then in March, they said bridge construction hit snags with complaint from a homeowner that the bridge approach is too high and from survey results that show the bridge out of alignment with wooden avenue. Now that's serious. They also in February reported, we still have the thoroughbred Poland China boar. If you need his services, come and get him. In April, they reported City Committee on Dams and Bridges charged with removing splashboards from the Chelan Dam. The illegal boards were removed in compliance with state law, but were replaced without authority by citizens interested in having a higher stage of water maintained in the lake. Also, a fire of incendiary origin destroyed the Kentucky Liquor House, Chelan's only saloon, and that's serious. In June, Judge Long reports a recurrence of unusual phenomenon twice before noted, a tidal wave on Lake Chelan. A 6-foot wave came across the lake toward 25 Mile Creek. When it hit, it carried launch and other movable objects several feet above the ordinary level. Similar phenomenon seen 6 years ago by fishermen in vicinity of Prince Creek and Twin Harbors. And several years earlier, a similar incident occurred all over the upper end of the lake. In July, CNO agent mistaken for a river pirate when Winesap resident sees him in a boat that looked like one belonging to the Chelan Falls Ferry. A call was made downriver to George Goman, who intervened with an old blunderbuss. After offers to fight hand-to-hand, it developed the agent was just trying to get to the train in Wenatchee in his own boat. In August, three rusty nails driven at the base of an apple tree infested with parasitic insects called borers will effectually stop the ravages of the pest. In November, Governor M.E. Hay hopes to have official returns in before Thanksgiving, so one can issue a proclamation conferring the right of franchise upon the women in Washington. A married woman is no longer to be discriminated against in the homestead laws. Now she has equal chance with her husband or her unmarried sister or her brother for taking up government land. That's the news in 1910. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller. That's too much.